Welcome to Losing Weight After Baby, a podcast for moms by a mom. Hi, my name is Arlene Pellicane. I'm an everyday 30-something mom with a toddler and an infant. The goal here is to encourage you to get into the best shape of your life and motivate you to action. Thanksgiving is a time for remembering our blessings, enjoying our loved ones, and yes, eating, eating, eating. Next, I will show you 5 ways to cut the calories without skipping the gravy. You'll learn how to enjoy a guilt-free Thanksgiving on today's edition of Losing Weight After Baby. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me for this Thanksgiving podcast. If you have received any value from listening to this podcast, all I ask is that you tell your friends about it. Invite your other moms to subscribe and send them to our website, losingweightafterbaby.com, where we love to give you helpful articles, motivation, and encouragement along this journey called motherhood. Well, today we're going to be talking about the guilt-free Thanksgiving and how to really enjoy the holiday without being so anal about counting every single calorie, but instead to be able to enjoy all the things that have been lovingly prepared. I know when people say Thanksgiving dinner, many times you cringe because you think, oh, I've been trying to get in shape and I'm trying to exercise, and Thanksgiving just undoes all of that because you eat too much turkey and too much cranberry sauce, etc., etc. What I'd like to do is give you a plan for Thanksgiving so that you can decide beforehand, before you ever sit down at the dinner table, what you're going to eat, and then really, really enjoy that. So Thanksgiving dinner doesn't have to put a dent into your weight loss plan, but instead you will be able to maintain. And I think that would be a good goal through the holidays, is just hold your ground, maintain, do not gain any weight. So how do you do that? Well, here are 5 things you can specifically do at Thanksgiving. The first thing is to skip mindless snacking and grazing before the meal. You know what happens? You get to the house, the turkey is still in the oven, and that there are snacks everywhere. There are nuts, there are candies, there are M&Ms, there are like little appetizers, there's mini quiches, there's dips, there's crackers, it's food everywhere. So before the dinner is served, you're talking to people and you just mindlessly, you're just grabbing things and you're just plopping them into your mouth. Don't do that. If you need to chew gum, then chew gum during that whole part so that you're reminded not to eat anything. Now, the only thing I would say is if there is some very special appetizer, like your Aunt Louise makes this amazing artichoke dip that you only get once a year, then sure, enjoy that. Have a cracker, have some artichoke dip, but do not have 10 crackers. Do you hear what I'm saying? So really limit your appetizers. Chew gum if you need to, or brush your teeth right before you go in, and that will kind of delay you wanting to eat because you have that clean, minty, fresh taste in your mouth that you won't want to destroy. So skip the appetizers. The second thing you can do is drink lots of water, not lots of alcohol or cider or sugared coffee or a lot of apple cider, you know, not all these sugary drinks. Instead, drink a lot of water, because if you can just drink water, then you won't be getting any calories from your drinks and you can use all your calories for your favorite foods and desserts. If you have to have something hot with your dessert, because I know a lot of people like that, then have a glass of tea. Just drink your tea and enjoy that dessert and don't think about the other drinks that are being served. Just drink water. The third thing you can do is whatever it is you choose, eat it in small portions. You know what Thanksgiving often looks like. It's this plate with mounds of food over it. I mean, by the time you've chosen the stuffing and the turkey and the cranberry and the potatoes and the green bean casserole, like you can't even see the plate anymore because it's just covered in food. Okay, this is not your mom's come and get it buffet. This is not the time to just pile it on there and get every single thing you can get. No, 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 no. Think of Thanksgiving as a French meal. You are at a French restaurant and it's going to be beautifully served and there's going to be plenty of plate. So for instance, when you look down at your plate with the food on it, it's not covered in food. Instead, it's got a slice of turkey with a dollop of gravy, a side of cranberries, a little scoop of potatoes. Like it just looks beautiful, like something you'd take a picture of and you'd put it on television or you'd see it on the internet. This is the kind of Thanksgiving dinner you want. Think classy restaurant. Think a very beautifully prepared meal. So don't think buffet mounds of food. No, no, no. Think French restaurant, really nice, small portions, but beautiful food, and then savor that food, all those favorite things that your mom makes, your grandmother or your aunt, whoever, your friend. You just eat that food and savor every bite. Okay, the fourth thing you can do is share your dessert with someone or have just a very small slice. So maybe you and a friend are both trying to lose weight or you're just trying to maintain. So you say, hey, you know what? Let's help each other. When dessert comes around, we don't want to skip it. We definitely want to enjoy dessert, but let's split a piece. So you can split a piece of that pumpkin pie or whatever is served that is your favorite. Pick your favorite thing. Split that piece with a friend or ask for a small slice. Now, I know this is really difficult because when you eat that dessert, it's going to taste so good and you're going to want like a lot of it. So here's what I would just suggest you have in your mind. You know, when everyone eats all their dessert, whether they had half a slice or they had three slices, at some point they're going to put their fork down and they're going to push that plate away. And about 10 minutes after that, no one's going to remember how much you ate or, you know, that great feeling you had when you ate that delicious dessert. It'll be over. It'll be done. But your body will remember and will punish you for having too many calories. So go ahead and call it quits. You know, have 10 bites instead of 20. And just reassure yourself that in like 15 minutes, it won't even matter because it will be over. No one else will be eating. And your body will be the better for it. And the last thing that you can do to have a guilt-free Thanksgiving is take a walk after dinner. This is a wonderful family tradition because you've been in a house, you've been sitting, you've been around a table full of food, you're getting very sleepy now. So this is a wonderful time to get outdoors, enjoy a brisk walk, and this will do wonders for your body. It will help your body to burn the calories. But really, more importantly than that, it will allow you to have conversation with your family. When you're around a dinner table with your family and your friends, you know, it doesn't necessarily lend itself to intimate conversation. If you're at a table of 10 people, it's not like you're having this really deep conversation with one person. But when you take a walk after dinner, you really can catch up with these people and say, hey, what's going on with such and such situation that you're wondering how things are going with their family, really? You know, so you can really enjoy this time with one another when you take a walk, and it's great exercise. So remember that Thanksgiving is a time to be cherished. It is not to be dreaded. Do not worry about the feast. Enjoy it. Enjoy Thanksgiving with these five tips of 1, cut out the appetizers, 2, drink lots of water, 3, eat what you want, but do it in small portions, 4, share your dessert with someone, and 5, take a walk after dinner. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. And happy Thanksgiving. And I am very grateful that you have been listening to this podcast. Thank you for being part of our extended family. Well, next week, I will be talking about beating the holiday blahs. Remember to tell your friends about the podcast and losingweightafterbaby.com. You'll always find encouraging words here. Until next week, be an example to your kids. Overcome your complacency about fitness and be relentless about pursuing your dreams.
This is a production of Losing Weight After Baby. You can do it, Mom.